We are back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN, getting an update today on K-State Military and Veterans Affairs from Lieutenant Colonel retired Art DeGrote, who is the director out there, and Mark Clausen, executive director of the USO program and center at Fort Riley. We've been talking about the health and well-being of soldiers and veterans here. And Art, I know that the COVID-19 pandemic has only added more stress to that here, with people early on being more isolated, staying indoors and not going places. Things have opened up a little bit, but that stress still lingers.
Yes, yes. There's been two major developments in this area in our community. One is in alternative treatments, and I mean, you know, a lot of folks have heard about Katie's Way, Jeff Mathis's practice here, originally for child and adolescent behavioral health, but it expanded to adult military behavioral health. Particularly in dealing with PTSD and depression, and the treatment's called deep transcranial magnetic stimulation, or DTMS, and Fort Riley is one of the few Army installations that has DTMS treatment options for PTSD and depression and for military people, and it's been incredibly active and successful in abating depression amongst military people that leads ultimately to suicidal behavior or thoughts. And so Katie's Way has grown. They've expanded to another building, and the clinical outcomes are beyond any kind of pharmaceutical treatment. So that's been a lot of work. Jeff Mathis has been asked to, and I've been working with him and helping them connect appropriately with the military community. And they've been asked to open two more clinics at out of state at different military installations across the country. Senator Jerry Moran actually went and spent about 2 hours in the clinic to discover all of it. And he's been a big advocate for this treatment to keep our soldiers healthy and keep them in uniform and keep them serving us. So that's a new development. So if you hear anything about DTMS or you meet veterans that are struggling, that's a great place to start. It's all run by Dr. David Wickman, and David was used to be the head of behavioral health for our hospital here. Then he moved to the VA for about 6 or 7 years, and then came back to private practice to really heal people. So it's all this practice of DTMS is all built around the expert care of Dr. Dave Wickman at Katie's Way DTMS. And secondly, General D.A. Sims, our commanding general at Fort Riley, he created a wonderful program called the Virtue Wellness Program. At Fort Riley, it's a holistic program that's totally focused on the well-being of his soldiers and their families, and it's really making a difference. And K-State plays a small role in helping that and being a part of all that. So Victory Wellness and DTMS are two major new things that are happening in our community to help our military.
With the DTMS services being provided here, how often do they have to get that treatment? Is it like a once a month thing, or how's that work?
It's a 9 week protocol where it's a 20 minute treatment. It's a magnetic. You sit in a chair. You can read a book, listen to music, watch a video, and this helmet comes over and it pulses magnetic waves that actually wake up the neurotransmitters in a person's brain that are not functioning properly, which causes depression. So instead of taking a medication every day to try to stimulate or stop those neurotransmitters from working ineffectively, this actually awakens the brain to help itself. So it's actually a cure. It's not just a management of an issue. And so it's a 20 minutes a day for 5 or 6 weeks. Monday through Friday, and then there's a 3 week period where they go three times a week, two times and one. And during that time, they're working with the primary physician, and they're actually titrating or reducing or stop taking their medications that they've been taking that haven't really been working. And most young people, about 40%, not most, but 40% of young people are treatment resistant to pharmaceuticals for these kinds of serious depression and PTSD. And so the drugs aren't working. They keep trying. They keep changing prescriptions. There's big implications to the military. A lot of the side effects are they can't operate equipment, weapon systems. They can't fly aircraft. It changes their careers or ends their careers if they can't get healed. So a lot of military that are seeking care get frustrated with traditional treatments. And so this offers someone who's treatment resistant to normal protocols to take this. So it's a big commitment. That's why it has to be local, because the soldier has to come over here, come to Manhattan, every day for 9 weeks. But they work very hard to schedule it around the duty day so that the military people can come early in the morning or at the end of their duty day. So it's not like they have to stop in the middle of the day and come to Manhattan, get treatment, and go back. And so it's a very effective and unique way of treating folks. And we're very blessed that we have it. It's incredibly expensive to have a treatment facility like this. It costs several $1 million to put this together. And we're lucky we have a medical entrepreneur, Jeff Mathis, that was willing to make that financial commitment to have it. And then the Army wants it big time. So we're planning on going to El Paso, Texas, and next, and then Lawton, Oklahoma, and there's a few other destinations. And as long as Jeff is willing to continue to put his resources out there and bring this to the military, it's a true gift.
Well, and it sounds like it's not a very invasive process. We think about maybe the old days of getting shocked.
No, it's invasive. So there's a magnetic wave that's stimulating your brain, but it's not a painful thing. There's literally no side effects. I could be having treatment right now and talking on the radio.
Similar like an X-ray maybe?
Yeah, or like an MRI. Your whole body gets doing that little thing, and you. So it's like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's a wonderful treatment. I know we've talked about it in the past here, but
you should bring them over here, the doctors, to talk a little bit about it.
Yeah, certainly. And then just mentioned there also with the initiatives of the Victory Wellness, helping out military families. I imagine that. We talk a lot about the soldiers and the veterans, but the children of military families—they've got mental health issues that I think sometimes go not ignored, but just kind of maybe under the radar a little bit here. Anytime you move a lot, I know I moved a lot. I wasn't in a military family, but that's stressful.
Yes, the Victory Wellness Program does have a component, very active component for military family members, spouses, and children. So their program is aimed at serving all of those. In fact, that's the children part is where K-State is helping out with providing trained counselors, and it's a well-being program. It's not therapy. So, but the chaplain's office has a children's counseling program for well-being, and they're shorthanded, and so we've made an arrangement for providing K-State. Licensed and trained counselors to work with youth at Fort Riley to supplement and give them the kind of resources they need to really reach out to all the military children that are struggling.
All right. Mark, I want to bring you in here. I feel like Hart's doing all the talking here.
That's not a problem at all. I'm learning stuff too.
Well, I'm curious on the mental piece of it here. What is a USO doing here at the current moment?
Well, since we are on base there, we are also actively involved with the wellness program. Our center is used quite often to have social events, activities. They'll do meetings and things like that up there. We do all kinds of programs for the kids and the families because our mission basically is to keep the soldier connected to family, home, and country. And, if family's happy and involved in the community, then that service member doesn't have to stress as much when they get deployed. They know that they're being taken care of. And so a lot of our programs are developed to be more focused on things like that. And one specific way that we try and help with the mental health is we are bringing on a new staff member. And that new staff member is actually a service dog. And it is trained to be able to identify people that are anxious, depressed. If they, if they are struggling, that dog can pick up on that. And it's really amazing that we have an organization in Kansas City. It's called Warrior's Best Friend, and they train service dogs for disabled veterans. They've expanded their program to provide facility dogs, and that's what ours will really be, a facility dog. And he'll be available to meet and greet with people, to be able to just sit there and have someone love on you like this dog is going to do, relieves a lot of that anxiousness and that depression. So we're really excited. I'm beyond excited. I've been wanting to do this for the last 3 years, and we finally have a dog provided. and we will have him come on board probably the 12th of October. And we've already coordinated with IAC, the hospital out there, to coordinate visitations where we can take him up and visit in the hospital. We've reached out with Red Cross, and he will be a registered Red Cross volunteer. So if they have needs, we're going to try and take him to the schools. We just want him to be available to everybody, to be able to have a friend, you know, have someone to read to, have someone to talk to that doesn't talk back. You know, it's just it's basically a really good program to make people feel better. And we feel that that's one of the initiatives we can help do in the well-being part. You know, make them happy here so that they don't stress more when they do get out.
Oh, that's great. What a good opportunity here for those folks there. And do you have a name for the dog?
Yeah, his name's Farley.
Nice, like yeah. Chris Farley?
Like Chris Farley.
Okay. He made his debut at Fort Riley Day football game, and I got a great picture. He's just sitting there just looking at Willie the Wildcat, our mascot, and it's Willie and Farley.
Yeah.
And he greeted, I think every soldier that came through the food line stopped to pet the dog.
The kids that were there, it was great. It was at the tailgate prior to the game, and he was a big hit. And I wasn't surprised. I'd met him once before that. The thing that I really appreciate is Warrior's Best Friend utilizes rescue dogs. So they are all shelter pets that have been identified as having capabilities to be trained to pick up on these things. And it's just an amazing process to know that these dogs have now found a second purpose. And I know it will make a big impact. I've seen it happen with USO Missouri has therapy dogs, and I've seen their impact there, and so I'm anxious for it to happen for Kansas.
That's great, because then the benefit's twofold. You're helping folks with their mental challenges, and you're also giving that dog, as you mentioned, a second purpose.
A purpose, yeah.
Fabulous. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back with more here. We're talking with Mark Clausen, Art DeGroat here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.